Usually we have events and activities. We've talked about this, that we do at this time, but obviously we continue to tell you that until further notice, you know, organizations aren't doing anything in person. There are a lot of organizations and groups that have created opportunities with online resourcing to create video presentations, to create virtual tours, shall we say. So we encourage you to visit your favorite and find out what's going on.
Or they're helping out at food banks and things like that.
Yeah, which is what I actually wanted to use. I know we got a few of those. I heard you mention a couple of them. But Hidden Harvest is going to be doing a drive-through and drop-off food drive. And it's being spearheaded by the 242 Community Church. This is going to be tomorrow at Pat's Food Center in Freeland.
Ah.
Yep, you're encouraged to drop off food donations between 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. Hidden Harvest is hoping that this drive is going to help fill the gap that's been created due to, and I'd imagine, you know, because Hidden Harvest relied so much on restaurants.
Yes.
You know, figuring that restaurants are now just preparing perhaps what's ordered. Don't have the extra food these days. And
restaurants and grocery stores, and grocery stores have enough trouble filling their shelves.
Yeah. So you understand that that need that Hidden Harvest still has. And plus, and we talked about this with the announcement that came out recently, that the National Association of Letter Carriers food drive that was going to be happening on May 9th. That's not going to be going on.
Yeah.
So if you can help out tomorrow, Pat's Food Center in Freeland between 9 and 2 for the Hidden Harvest drive-through and drop-off with work done by the 242 Community Church. We received word and a reminder that the YMCA of Saginaw is looking for support, too, because the YMCA of Saginaw, in particular, partners with local churches and others to help provide up to 900 healthy meals and snacks a day for youth in our community. 900 a day.
Yeah, that's a lot.
That
has to come from somewhere. And at the same time, the Y wants to make sure people are keeping up their memberships and they're welcoming new memberships.
Yeah. So you can do that, and you can help support that effort. And also, not just the youth, but the Y reminds you that of the senior population, senior members of the Y are called daily to check on to see how the seniors are doing these days.
Oh, really?
Reach out.
Well, that's pretty cool.
And so if you're a Y member, yeah, please continue to be a member. Keep up your membership. And if you want to be a new member, you can help support the Y that way. Go to SaginawYMCA.org. And another
There's
one.
There's
more? Well, and we're hearing these that come in. Forward Corporation just announcing that its association with its owner and operatorship of 56 Subway restaurants in 16 counties throughout Michigan, including here in the Great Lakes Bay region, are now through next Thursday, April 30th, with the purchase of every foot long for takeout or delivery. Subway is going to provide a meal to the Feeding America organization.
Oh, wow.
They're trying to come up with 15 million meals.
Yeah. So if you have an inkling to do a little Subway for lunch or dinner, you know that you're also, if you're getting a foot long, helping out Feeding America. And we appreciate the updates we're getting. Please continue to let us know. Restaurants, community members, leaders, you got things that are going on, especially when it comes to meals and food and things. We want to let folks know, and we will do so. And again, just to kind of as we started, visit your favorite museum, your favorite organization, your churches that are doing things, all the ways that we know that organizations had so many plans of things to do and now are not going to be done and are now done with virtual touring and online videos and a lot of libraries and things like that. Check those opportunities out and maybe find something for yourself. And, of course, for the entire family to enjoy.
Yeah. And then when this is over, you might want to go back and visit them in person.
Yeah, please do. And wouldn't that be a neat thing if people discovered those things, maybe online, and said, yeah, you know, I never checked out this museum or something like that. Now that I've done it online, man, you know, and I get online, it's okay, but a lot of times there's nothing like seeing things in person.
Absolutely.
Well, you know that from all the traveling that you do, Art Lewis. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can talk about, see pictures and things, but until you experience certain things in person, it is a totally different experience.
Absolutely.
Kind of like with Art Lewis, you know, talking to him here from his home studio is one thing, but
kind of a different experience.
The experience of Art Lewis in person.
Be careful now.
I'm just stating that out there.